Well, greetings, all of our family and friends. I want to thank you for joining us today for our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. I'm your host for today, Apostle Nathaniel Leon. I'm excited to be with you today. It's going to be a wonderful podcast today. I'm here at the Morris Sorrello Legacy Center in beautiful San Diego, California. We are grateful for what God is doing. There's a lot of news I want to catch you up on, give you some information. They're going to take care of that in just a moment, but I'm going to get straight to the word of the Lord. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be praying. Behind me is a replica of the Wailing Wall. These stones were imported from Jerusalem. They're actually Jerusalem stone. And so we're going to be praying a prayer. James chapter 5 says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. That means there's tremendous power available when the righteous men and women of God pray effectively and fervently. So we're excited about that. We believe God is going to speak to us in a great, great, great way, and God is going to get the glory. So let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. I'm on location, so I cannot see the comments, but I want to welcome all of you. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to share the podcast, do that work of the evangelist. Let somebody know we're on, and we believe God is going to be glorified through this broadcast. So please make sure you share the podcast. Let somebody know we're on. We're going to be praying from the Wailing Wall here, the replica at Morris Sorrello Legacy Center. We're going to believe God for some breakthrough and miracles in your life. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask you to open up our ears to hear and our hearts to discern. Grant us wisdom and power, revelation and truth. I pray that the glory of the Lord would rest upon this time, that you would get glory and that you would get honor. Speak to our hearts, minister to our spirits that which is good and living. I pray now for the anointing of miracles and signs and wonders to go through the airways as we teach and preach the word of God. Speak to our minds, reveal to our spirits that which is living, that which is whole. I ask you for the miracle working power of the Lord to rest upon every heart, every life, every generational purpose, God. Speak to your people. This we pray according to your will and according to your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We say amen and amen. Well, again, welcome to our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. Those just tuning in, I will reiterate, I am in front of the Wailing Wall replica at the Morris Sorrello Legacy Center in beautiful San Diego. I'll be coming home tonight for service. We're getting ready, but we're taking care of some business. I'm going to be sharing with you the partnership that's coming in the month of August with RTA and the Morris Sorrello Legacy Center. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute, but we're going straight to the word of God. The book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse 21 says that all of creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. You were made for freedom. You were made for wholeness. You were made not to be bound, to be broke, to be sick. You were made to walk in power. You were made to live in victory. And there is a change of power, a changing of the guard, and a changing of authority. The Davids are rising up from the backsides of the mountain into the places of influence so that God can get glory in these areas. James chapter 5 tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man and woman of God makes tremendous power available. Verse 16 tells us we're to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another that we would be healed, that when we pray for one another, healing can come, deliverance can come. Let me remind you of something a man of God said, Dr. Miles Monroe said, prayer is not a religious activity, it is a legal transaction. See, in the scriptures, we find a legal setting. The Bible is the law or the word of God. It is not just rules, but it is the law of the universe. It's how the universe functions. They are principles. You see, the courts of heaven, Psalms 100 says, go before the courts of heaven. There's an advocate, one who stands and defends us. There's an accuser of the brethren. There is a 12 that sit on the right and on the left, 24. There are courts in heaven. There are a system of legal movement. Now, prayer is not just a religious activity, though there is worship and spiritual connotation to it. Prayer is a legal transaction. It is giving God legal permission to move in earthly affairs. When we pray, miracles begin to happen. When we pray, deliverance begins to come. When we pray, breakthrough begins to come forth as never before in our generation. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry. We don't have to live in fear and in intimidation. But we trust the God of heaven is with us. And because he's with us, no one can be against us. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. There's a wonderful verse. They're putting that up. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, now this word if is conditional, meaning there's something we must do so God can do what he's going to do. Many say, why is the world the way it is? Why are things happening like they are? Darkness and depravity and sin and wickedness. Now, God gave man dominion. So though God has all power, he's committed authority to human beings. Those with dominion, those who have authority, are the ones who are responsible. We are responsible to pray and to fast. So he says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and intercede and cry out and lift their voice, then will I hear from heaven, forgive sin, and heal the land. The issue with the land, see, God never cursed man. God cursed the ground. I'm going to say that again in Genesis chapter 3, right around the beginning of the chapter. The Bible says when man fell and disobeyed and ate of the wrong tree, he came looking for Adam, said, Adam, where are you? And the Bible says that Adam heard the voice of the Lord God proceeding in the garden in the cool of the day and hid himself from the presence of God. You see, death is separation from the presence of God. Death is division and removal from the presence of God. Whatever is not in God's presence is dead already. It's connected from the source. God's presence is the source of all life. So when man ran from the presence, he began to die. He began to lose Zoe. That's why man is getting weaker and weaker. They grow to about 30, 33. And then after that, they get weaker and weaker. And the life begins to dissipate. Why? Because whatever is disconnected from God begins to die. He is the source and we receive resource. Well, the Bible says when man fell, God didn't curse the man. He cursed the ground. Genesis 1:28, the Bible says God blessed man. Because when God blesses, God's blessing is irrevocable. It's like a king's decree. It cannot be revoked. So when God blessed man, even though man fell, God could not curse man. So God cursed the ground. Now, the issue now, we were made in the image of God. We were made in the likeness of God for the purpose of dominion. Kings need a domain. Kings need an area of rulership. Kings need a territory to rule over. I want to decree in the name of Jesus, Revelation 5 verse 10 says that God is making us unto God kings and priests. Kings are rulers, priests are servants. We are ruling kings. We are ruling servants. We are priests, ministers that must rule, and we will reign in the earth realm. Our area of domain is the earth. I'm getting into this again. I'm going to pray in just a moment. And God never cursed the man. He cursed the ground. In essence, he told the man, according to the end of Genesis 3, that he was to leave the garden or the kingdom, the guarded territory, the walled territory, and go out of the kingdom and now work the ground by the sweat of his brow. Now his words were no longer powerful. He's living by natural means, and a sign of the curse would be a crown of thorns on the head or a crown of thorns on the ground. Before this, the ground only produced fruit, harvest, abundance, and the ground responded to the words of Adam. Now, in the New Testament, the second Adam could speak to the ocean, could speak to the bread and the loaves, could speak to the fish, could speak to arms and limbs, because he brought the kingdom to the earth. See, the message of the New Testament is a message that the kingdom is coming to the earth, not the king. Now, I believe in the king, and there is one king of kings. His name is Jesus, and he is Lord of lords. But everyone that will truly make him a king, he will make them a king. Now, we are not to pray the king come, because the king is in us. I'll repeat that. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Christ in us. Where does the king live? He lives in me. Now, I'm not praying Matthew chapter 6 for the kingdom to come or the king to come. We pray, Lord, come and get us. Come and get us. That is a prayer of rescue. That is a prayer of escapism. That is a prayer of fear and intimidation. We are not to pray, God, come and rescue us. John 17, Jesus said, I pray that you would keep them in the world. Not that you would take them from the world, but you would keep them in the world. We are to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, worship, hallowed be your name. Let your name be hallowed. Let your name be revered. How is it going to happen when we shine the light of God and God is glorified through our good works? Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So until we do like Jesus did, the things he did and greater, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Prayer is not just a religious activity. It is a legal transaction. And God cursed the ground. Now, man is outside of the kingdom. And if you take a king outside of his kingdom, he speaks a word and it doesn't come to pass. But if you take a king and put him in his kingdom, whatever he speaks comes to pass. Let me encourage you. We're not to pray king come, because the king lives in us. The rivers of living water are in me. The kingdom is actually in me. The king lives in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Colossians says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. What are we to pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. I'm going to say it again. The kingdom come to the earth as it is in heaven. We are to colonate the earth to what looks like heaven. And prayer is God being licensed to operate in earthly affairs. You say, what does that mean? The Bible tells us that God, the heavens of the heavens, Psalms 115 says, the heavens of the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth, actually 115 says, the earth he's given to the sons of men. God has given you domain, which is responsibility to govern down here like he governs there. I'm going to pray with you. I'm not going to be long today. We are right next to this Wailing Wall. This is a replica of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. In the holy city, these stones were brought, they were flown in by Dr. Cirillo and his team as a point of contact. Now, the stones don't have any power. God is not magical or mystical, or superstitious, but God works by contacts of faith. I'm going to be praying with you in a moment at this center. I'm going to be asking God to hear and answer prayer, prayers of healing in your body, prayers of deliverance in your digestive system, prayers of breakthrough for your family and your children. God wants to heal. I'm going to say it again. God wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to set free by his power, and he wants to use you for his glory and to change the course of your generation. I want to agree with you in a moment. We are called to pray effectively. We are not called to pray as one striking the wind, beating our arms aimlessly, but we must be effective in prayer, strategic in prayer, targeted in prayer. See, you're not going to shoot a machine gun of prayer. Nothing wrong with that. You're going to shoot a sniper arrow in the spirit to hit the target. When you hit the target, things begin to change. When you hit the target, breakthrough begins to come. When you hit the target, deliverance begins to happen. Why? Because we are called to be a people of prayer. Whatever is not birthed in prayer and sustained in prayer is illegal. No matter what kind of religious activity, you can do good things and wonderful things, but that's wonderful. Is there a prayer life? Is there a prayer movement? It must be undergirded. The word prayer is to petition. This word petition means to request of the court a legal injunction. I'm petitioning the court of heaven that devils are driven out of my generation. I'm petitioning the courts of heaven that demons leave your family. I'm praying in the name above every name that hell has to back up and heavens are coming to the earth. There is a time and a season that is appointed of the Father that you would see the breakthrough and the miracle that God has set for you. If you will pray, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if I will pray, the people of God, God is not looking just for individual prayer, though he is. He's looking for your private prayer time. He's looking for your intimate, but he's also looking for your family prayer time, your household. But then there's also the third altar, which is the corporate altar. if my people will take up a mandate to pray and to cry and to lift their voice and to spare not, to make a lamentation, to stand between the porch and the altar and say, America will come back to God. California will come back to God. London will come back to God. South Africa will come back to God. If we will lift our voice and be a sign and a wonder in our generation and declare that my generation will serve the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul. Prayer is not just religious. Prayer is not just something we have to do. Prayer is an opportunity to stand in the gap and lift up a head spiritually and break down demonic strongholds and to bind up spiritual strongmen. You see, everything you see naturally has a root spiritually. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11. They're going to put that up. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The word of God framed the worlds. There's a spiritual world and there's a physical world. There's a heavenly world and there's an earthly world. There's a natural world and there's a supernatural world. Now, the scripture says we understand that these worlds were framed by the word of God. Where is God's word? Nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. The word of God is in your mouth and in your heart. Put God's word in your mouth and watch demons begin to flee. Put God's word in your mouth and watch hell begin to back up. Through faith, we understand the worlds, plural, more than one, was made by the word of God. So the things which you see were not made of the things which do appear, meaning what you see came from what you can't see. What's visible came from the invisible. What's natural came from the supernatural. What's earthly came from the heavenly. You want to know why Jesus never failed? He was never, there's no miracle he couldn't produce. There's no healing he couldn't release. There's no breakthrough he couldn't transform, because what he did by the power of his spirit, what he moved in by the power, he dealt with it first spiritually, then naturally. He was a man of prayer and of fasting, 40 days in the wilderness. He would often go away early in the morning and he would come back. I heard the man of God say this, and I bear it to be witness. We spend hours on problems and moments in prayer. And Jesus would spend hours in prayer and moments on problems. I'm going to say that again. We spend hours, days, years on problems, and we make it no better. Actually, it gets worse because it's spiritual. But Jesus would spend hours in prayer and seconds on problems because he was a man who knew where the source was. Let me encourage you. Prayer is not detention. Prayer is not God's punishment on you. Prayer is not you going to your room to think about what you've done and coming out after you've done your penance. Prayer is where you partner with the agendas of heaven and you decree in the earth that which is already established in the heavens. Prayer is hearing the download of what thus says the Lord and prophesying on the earth what God has already said from heaven. I'm going to pray with you. Again, this weather shifting. I'm going to pray with you at this wall. I'm going to ask you to write whatever it is you believe. I can't see the comments. I'm on remote in location. Again, I'm praying and I'm here in front of a replica of the Wailing Wall in San Diego at the Morris Cirillo Legacy Center. This was a man of fasting and prayer. He's in the heavens now, watching, looking for the next generation to pick up the mantle. A world changer. I was reading the legacy book last night. I stayed up very late reading this book, and over 100 nations, more than 100 nations were impacted, more than half of the world, by a man who made a decision at 15 years old to seek God outside of an orphanage. What is your excuse? What reason do you have why you're not qualified, why God can't use you? God is not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability. Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to sacrifice? Well, you say, God will never use me. The devil is a liar. God wants to use you. He just needs a vessel. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to ask God to begin to heal. I'm going to ask you to put your hands on the screen as a point of contact. I'm going to pray that the power of God would flow through the airwaves, that your body would be healed. I'm praying we're, again, standing right in front of this Wailing Wall. It is not to be worshipped. It is not mystical nor magic or superstition, but it is a point of contact. And I'm going to be praying for your need right here, asking God to hear and answer your prayer if it's released by faith. Heavenly Father, we come before you now and we declare over every body, every mind, every child, every generational bondage over your children. God, I pray you break those cycles. You heal, you deliver, you save by the power of your word. I ask you to break chains off of family members, heal bodies, remove cancers and remove cysts and remove digestive issues. Break off those chains of addiction, those chains of bondage, those gender confusions in the name of Jesus. I ask now that the power of the word of God would flow through the camera now and heal that body and deliver that child and set that captive free in the authority of Jesus' mighty name, not in my power, but in the power of our living God. I pray now that this kingdom's authority, this decree that they are hearing is not coming from a man, but it's coming from one sent by God to decree your breakthrough, your healing, and your deliverance. I lift my hands and I send the word of God through that camera that that weariness is coming off of you, that depression is coming off of you, that that tiredness is coming off of you, that fear is coming off of you, that infirmity and that malady in your body is breaking off of you in the name of Jesus, and you will be well, and you will be strong, and you will be appointed. God, I pray recovery in the life of my brother and restoration in the life of my sister. This I ask in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And if you agree with the man of God, somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining again. This sun has now shifted, so I'm toasting out here, but God is good. I'm going to get ready to dismiss in just a moment. I'm going to give you some direction. Thank you. If you were ministered to by the word of God, it wasn't long today, but it was strong. I'm going to ask you to share. If you can release the seed and the offering of a share, I'm going to ask you to do that. If you would touch, I can feel the fire of God in my belly right now. I feel warmth. And it's not just because I'm standing in the sun. It's the fire of God in my belly. And that fire is touching you. And that liquid glory is coming all over you to make you well and to do what you can only do by his strength in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast with Apostle Nathaniel Leon. Stay up to date with our latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, or by liking us on Facebook at This Rock International. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.